Welcome to your five for the day. When a 49-year-old Canadian mining executive, Norbert Reinhardt, walked into the Colombian jungle in October 1998, he went hoping to walk back out with one of his employees, Ed Leonard. Instead, he didn't walk out at all. Well, at least not right away. For more than 3 months, Ed Leonard, a 60-year-old driller who worked for Norbert Reinhardt's drilling firm, had been held by the rebel group known as the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Kidnapping was and still is big business in Colombia. In 1998 alone, more than 2,100 people were abducted, though most were released on ransom. And that's what Norbert Reinhardt was hoping for. Along with a toothbrush, some books and a camera, he reportedly stuffed $100,000 into his knapsack to pay for Ed Leonard's release. But there were no guarantees. Reinhardt's wife, Robin, begged him not to go. Yes, Ed Leonard had a wife and children, but they had 2 children as well. Still, Reinhardt had promised Leonard, a man he'd hired over the phone, that the job was safe. Now he was going to do whatever it took to get Leonard home. On the 6th of October, the guerrillas took Reinhardt's ransom money, but demanded an exchange as well. The mining executive agreed. That afternoon, on a desolate rocky road, Norbert Reinhardt met his employee for the first time. "You must be Ed Leonard," Reinhardt said, shaking the older man's hand. "Your shift is over. It's time for you to go home." And with that, he traded places with Leonard and became the rebels' captive. The world was stunned. Some called Reinhardt crazy. "Let the government and hostage professionals handle it," they said. But the negotiations had dragged on and on. When Reinhardt was unexpectedly released several months later, he summed up the experience by saying, "I just did what I had to do." An extravagant sacrifice? Norbert Reinhardt risked his life for the sake of his employee, not knowing what would happen to him, though some close to the situation questioned his self-motives. Norbert Reinhardt's act is still impressive. But Jesus laid his life down knowing full well he wouldn't walk away alive. This transaction would cost him everything, yet still he gave. And that's not just impressive, it's revolutionary. Jesus laid down his life for you and me. He didn't have to do it. He could have spoken the word and 10,000 angels would have flown to his rescue. But instead, he chose not to use his own power. He humbled himself and chose the way of sacrificial death. And there was never a hint of selfishness in his sacrifice. No self-interest, not a hint of mixed motives. Why did he do it? He did it out of love. Extravagant, lavish, life-changing love. Such love, pure as the whitest snow. Such love weeps for the shame I know. Such love paying the debt I owe. O Jesus, such love. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.